When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see. Oh, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you'll stand by me. Darling, stand by me.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, by the way, Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner in Leesville, right across the street from Whataburger, is excited to tell you about the new service she's offering. In addition to the family practice services she already provides, she now offers aesthetic services at Jennifer Smith Cosmetics. They treat deep lines and wrinkles. You can get all the information you need. Check her out on Facebook or Instagram at Brenda Willis, FNP. Hey, want to catch a movie? Any movie, any hour, any age is only $6 today at Parkway Cinema. Monkey Man, The First Omen, Godzilla vs. Kong, Ghostbusters, that's all playing right now. Okay, I had a brief interruption. We're back to normal. By the way, Mike McCarthy will have his last official coaches show this morning at 8:05. We're going to talk about Northwestern. Are they making progress? I don't think so in the athletic department. Hired a good football coach. Everything else has been kind of south. That comes up at 8:05 this morning. My good friend, State Representative Gabe Furman, is our guest this morning. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
Good to have you with us. I want to pass a compliment along. I had the insurance commissioner on, last week. And he was saying you were the go-to guy, and you were really helping out a lot in trying to solve this insurance crisis. Why don't you bring us up to date on that?
Well, first of all, let me return the compliment to Commissioner Temple. I guess I've been down here 5 years now, Ted, and you almost never see the head of a state department in the Capitol. Very, very rare. Commissioner Temple is here every single day, and he makes it a point, especially before any big vote, to go seek out any member who might have a question about a bill that's part of his package, and talks to him. And I don't think there's anybody working harder than Tim Temple in Baton Rouge right now.
Tell me about some of the bills. Are we making progress on the insurance?
We are. No, I think we're making tremendous progress, especially on the property side. And, of course, statewide we've got a terrible problem with homeowners insurance and commercial property insurance. And so Commissioner Temple's got a package of bills, and I am carrying several of those. So really the two biggest are probably so I've got House Bill 611. There's a companion bill on the Senate side, but House Bill 611 would modify what's known as the three-year rule. So Louisiana is the only place in the entire world, not just the United States, but the entire world, that has this three-year rule that says an insurance company cannot non-renew any homeowner's policy if they've been with them for 3 years. And you know, like on the face of things, that sounds good. It sounds like that's consumer protection, but it's really just the opposite, because what it does is it locks the company in to those policies, and they cannot manage the risk. But the only way to manage that book of business is to increase their premiums, and that's what we see happening. So what my bill would do is it would allow insurance companies to very strategically non-renew up to 5% of their policies across the state in a single year, and it would be confined to no more than 5% of their policies in a parish. So it's something that'll be phased in. All new policies written after August 1st would not be subject to the 3-year rule. But we know that the reinsurers, you know, reinsurance is essentially insurance for insurance companies. That is a huge driver of these premium increases, and reinsurance companies have identified this antiquated 3-year rule as something we've just got to get rid of. The other really big one, I've got House Bill 678. Senator Talbot has Senate Bill 323, and both of these bills address fair claims handling. And so right now we've actually got two separate statutes that govern how we handle especially problematic claims and catastrophic claims. And both of these statutes are very ambiguous. There's no clear timelines for when the insurance company has to make an inspection, when they have to issue payment. And because we've got that ambiguity, it makes it very easy if there's the slightest problem on a claim, whether it's, you know, the homeowner's fault or the insurance company's fault or nobody's fault, if there's the slightest problem, the way our statutes are currently configured, it opens it up for litigation. And that's what, like Commissioner Temple, I've heard him say this several times, and I think he's spot on. He says litigation should not be a substitute for the normal claims handling process. And that's what's driving a lot of these astronomical rate increases on the property side and on the auto side, is this litigious environment and this over-regulated environment that we've got. So really, all of our bills are designed to make the environment friendlier to insurance companies, not let them off the hook when it comes to paying claims, but friendlier in the sense that they can manage their book of business and account for risk. And that's how insurance works.
Well, let me ask a simple question. Do you think the average person understands that if insurance companies don't at least break even or make money, they go out of business? They're not a government agency. And the attitude that I see a lot of people, oh, I want the insurance to pay for this. Insurance companies are business people. And if they don't survive financially, they go out of business. What do we do to get people to understand that?
I think we have to educate them. But look at, you know, you're exactly right. If insurance companies don't make a profit, they're not going to be able to pay claims. And so maybe the most profound statement I've heard through this entire discussion is the head of the Independent Agents and Brokers Association made this statement. He said, when insurance companies stop taking your money, you've got a serious problem. And that's where we've at. We've had 12 companies go insolvent. We've had dozens more pull out of the state or stop writing business. And another stat that'll just blow your mind, and it confirms the point that you made, is insurance companies lost so much money, homeowners companies lost so much money after the hurricanes in 2020 and 2021, that if they made a 15% profit for the next, it would take a 15% profit for 24 years for them to break even after what they paid out in 2020 and 2021. So,
oh, that's
sad. So, look, before we can address affordability, we've got to address availability, and we can only do that by making our market attractive to companies to come back to Louisiana and start writing business.
And this is not going to happen overnight.
It's not. Although I can tell you this, so I got a text from a insurance company executive. This is a small regional company in based in Louisiana, and he sent me a text yesterday that they were meeting with some reinsurers in London, and he said that all of the reinsurers are watching the legislature every single day, and if we can get this package of bills through, it will immediately make Louisiana a more attractive market to reinsure. So, yeah, you know, we're not going to see those impacts overnight, but if we can get the attention of the reinsurers, if we can send the message that Louisiana is open for business, look, I'm very optimistic that in the next 18 months to 2 years, you're going to see a significant difference.
A good start. Our guest this morning is State Representative Gabe Ferment. When we come back, we're going to talk about bills that he's introduced, where they're at, what they do. We'll be back in a moment. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling. Quality, hometown-friendly service. You can call them at 318-554-9884. Check them out on the Facebook or at their website at bassheatingandcooling.com. Time to get that spring checkup on your air condition. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a 10% additional discount.
This is Trotter LaFollette from Manny, Louisiana. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in secondary education. NSU was founded as a teacher's college. It's a perfect fit for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Sabine Parish, I hope that you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. Fork 'em.
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Manny, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield, and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. I want to remind you that Nichols is open, ready for business in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manning. They've been doing this every day for over 100 years. Everything you need, from sporting goods to clothing to gifts to redecoration, they have it all. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today and get great buys. State Representative Gabe Ferment is our guest this morning. Gabe, tell me about some of the bills you've introduced, where they're at, and what will happen.
Yes, so I've got a couple of other insurance bills. Now, my three big ones, House Bill 611 is the three-year rule. House Bill 613 would modernize our rate filing process. It would move us from what we currently have called prior approval to file and use. So both of those bills have made it off the House floor. They'll be heard in Senate Insurance Committee tomorrow, and hopefully they'll be on the way to the governor next week. I do have the Fair Claims Handling bill, and it's a good. It's based on how Texas handles their claims, and we've had some difficulty conforming it to Louisiana law. So Senator Talbot's bill seems to have the traction there. I've got a bill that reforms the appraisal process, which sounds really boring, but it is really a big step in removing litigation from property claims. So that made it off the House floor and is headed to the Senate. I've got another, what I call a gesture accountability bill that passed unanimously and is headed to the Senate. So off the insurance topic a while, Ted, and something your listeners may be interested in is there's a dispute currently going on between the municipal police retirement system and many, many of our little towns scattered across the state. And the Louisiana Municipal Association came to me and asked me if I would file legislation to help with this, and I think Senator Seball has filed legislation on the Senate side to do the same thing. But we had about a four-hour hearing on these bills last week, and so I was very encouraged by what happened. So the situation is that this retirement system, this police retirement system, is suing many of our little towns for hundreds of thousands of dollars, claiming they have not been contributing to the system over a period of 10 or 15 years. And look, all of a sudden, it's like they woke up one morning and made these ridiculous demands from our little towns. We've also got a provision in law that allows 135 small municipalities to opt out of the retirement system, and the retirement system is trying to pass legislation to compel these towns to participate. And look, we heard testimony from the Louisiana legislative auditor that if this happens, it could potentially bankrupt a lot of these little towns if we force them to participate, if we force them to match 36% of these police officer salaries. And many of the small towns in your listening area are going to be included. I believe Manny and Zwali are among those 135 towns. So it's really turned into a big deal, and it was very disappointing that the retirement system began sending out emails to their members claiming that me and Senator Seball were defunding the police. And of course, you're not going to find any stronger pro-law enforcement legislator than Senator Seball. And look, I have not made a single vote in my time in the legislature that could be perceived as anti-law enforcement. So very disappointed in how they have behaved. But we tweaked the legislation to alleviate the concerns of law enforcement. So it is so important that we get this legislation passed, or that this retirement system work with our little towns to resolve this dispute, because it potentially it could just be devastating for our little towns.
Okay, but let me ask a question. You can't do anything about the system that's in place, but for future employees of the state, isn't it time to really look at this retirement system? It looks to me like the retirement system can't possibly survive at the rate it's going. It looks to me like you need to increase the age of retirement and make some changes. Am I wrong?
No, I agree. And, you know, we've got, I can't recall exactly what the unfunded accrued liability on our pension systems is now, but it's just the interest we pay on that unfunded liability is astronomical. And and I think younger workers want those options. You know, they want more of a 401k system than the pension system. And, you know, it was very disappointing last session when we did have a pretty significant surplus. The House passed a budget that would have paid off a huge chunk of the teachers' retirement system, and we ran into resistance there. So, no, it's again, it's not real interesting to talk about pension debt, but it is a big deal that we have to get right going forward.
Our guest this morning is Gabe Furmit. State legislative session is going on right now. We'll be back in a moment. Whatever you do, stay with us. And Thursday will be Alan Seball on with us talking about what he's doing over in the Senate. Northwestern State University, Office of electronics, and continuing education. We'll offer a pick-up your brush painting class on April 11th and the 25th from 5:30 until 8:30 on the second floor of South Hall. The fee is $45 for each separate session. Northwestern State University, working for your education every day.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
A reminder from Tax Solutions at Glendine Tax Service. 3 out of 4 taxpayers get a refund, but if you file a paper return or have any errors, your return normally will be delayed. Bring us your W-2s filed electronic. This also applies to earned income credit. There is no extra charge for this service. Don't let the IRS keep your money. Get it today. Tax Solutions at Glendine Insurance, DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Call 337-463-2000. That number again, 337-463-2000.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room, and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Okay, the time has come. It's probably passed for you to get an eye exam, and you keep putting it off. Well, let me make it simple for you. You call up Louisiana Eye and Laser. They will take care of your appointment. They'll get it fast, professionally. You can go to Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, Alexandria. In fact, 14 locations. Routine eye exams to the most complicated surgeries. 318-487-2020. LAEyeandLaser.com. See them today. State Representative Gabe Ferment, our guest this morning. Gabe, what other bills do you have that you're working on?
Yeah, let's see, Ted. I've got another little bill that the Northwest Game and Fish Commission, which sort of oversees Black Lake and Clear Lake, that complex in Natchitoches Parish, they came to me with some concerns. So we filed a bill to remove some obsolete statutes from law that's going to enable law enforcement to be a little more proactive in things out there and enforce some of the laws we've currently got on the books. All my insurance bills are selling through. We've got two bills to address the situation with our little towns. And really for me, it's all about insurance, Ted. I'm chairman of the House Insurance Committee. So that's been a big responsibility that I've
probably enjoyed. Not a more important responsibility, because especially the logging industry, they need help on insurance, and we got to get things done right. Okay, you're a businessman, and politician is not what I would commonly call you, because you grew up in the business world, so you look at things differently than political people do. at the end of the day, are we going to cut this budget from the gigantic, overstuffed budget John Bel Edwards had or not?
Well, I think we have to. I don't think we've got a choice. We know that the COVID money and hurricane money inflated the budget, and that money's not there. We've got this 0.45-cent sales tax rolling off next year, I believe. So I'll say this. I've got tremendous faith in Jack McFarland, who is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and nobody understands the budget better than he does, and he's a fiscal conservative, but he's also practical. And so I've got all the confidence in the world that that Jack's going to do things right, and I know he's willing to make tough decisions, and I know he's already gone to a lot of these state agencies and told them, you better tighten your belt because something has to change.
You've been in politics long enough. Surely you recognize in the next couple of weeks the lawyers, the teachers' unions, the woke movement, the people against school choice are going to come after legislature and the governor. You guys ready for the fight?
I think so. In fact, Ed, it's just such a world of difference, the team we've got assembled now versus the last 4 years. And so at least on the House side, I can tell you this, we've got a very unified, cohesive Republican delegation. Governor Landry is leading the charge. Speaker DeVilliers, just a good man, but he also gets the big picture, and he, looking in his own way, he's been so effective at working with the governor and working with members to see these package of reform bills through. And budgetary matters, insurance, education, we've got Speaker Pro Tem Mike Johnson, who is more or less the whip. We've got a group of four leaders that work with Representative Johnson and with the Speaker to make sure there's support for the governor's bills, and it's working like a well-oiled machine right now.
The lawsuit's coming up in Shreveport today on redistricting. Got any kind of idea what's going to happen?
No, I don't. And look, I voted for the map. I didn't like it, but it did keep all of my parishes whole, which is, I told them that was the most important thing to me. So, I'm not a lawyer, certainly not an expert on redistricting, but, from my perspective, it's probably 50-50 as to whether or not that map survives this legal challenge.
Yeah, you said you're not a lawyer, so, Gabe, are you just bragging, or you just want to point out you're not a lawyer?
Yeah, that's that might be an asset these days. Although, Ted, it's you might get a kick out of this. The new legislature, especially in the House, is so heavily skewed toward business, and we have so few attorneys that when the Speaker started looking at appointing committee chairman, he had a hard time finding lawyers for some of these committees where you almost have to have some legal experience. So the House is dominated now by business people and people who are got into politics during COVID, during these government shutdowns. So we've got a lot of pro-business, pro-small government, pro-liberty legislators in the House. The Senate's in a lot better shape than it used to be. Still got a lot of lawyers on that side.
You still got a ways to go. But, one of the great things, I'll close it with this, one of the great things about having business people involved, the people who are paying the taxes are usually the most reluctant to throw it away.
That's right. I agree.
Hey, Gabe, always a pleasure having you with us. Keep up the good work. Thanks for fishing with us.
Okay. Thank you, Ted.
When are you?